The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii.
Welcome to Generations Radio, where the focus is on our seniors and their families. We are here each Saturday afternoon from 5 until 6 p.m., bringing you resourceful information with our radio team of professionals in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore different ways to make life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors, right here on AM 690 The Answer. And now, here is our host and the publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
And welcome back to Generations Radio. Thanks for tuning in to Generations Radio. And don't forget, we archive all these on our website, generations808.com. Because I know a lot of you have been calling or emailing me, what did that guy say again? Or what was that phone number he wanted? Because I don't want him to call me. You gotta want to call our experts in the field. I'm just the host of this show. But today, I mean, we always cover events throughout the year. It really is, you know, it's hard to pick and choose these events because there's events almost every weekend now. But we love this event. I've known about this event for many years. My own mother and sister had breast cancer. I'm sure they're okay with me saying that because my mother's been out speaking publicly about it. And it's a great event, and you folks all know it. It's been around for 25 years, the Susan G. Komen race. And I just met with them recently, and I'll tell you about them a little bit later on. But we have Kathleen, or Kat Young, and Mina Colon. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Thanks so much for having us.
We're so excited to be here.
Yeah, well, we want to give you as much exposure with this because it is a big issue. And when you told me the other day that the average age that you get breast cancer is 62, it's like, right in our wheelhouse. We deal with seniors every day. And you know, I always been saying the 50-plus marketplace because that's kind of how we... But, you know, it's amazing. In the last 2 years, we've noticed that ratchet down to the 40s because they're all dealing with chronic issues with their parents or issues with themselves. And it's something we need to start thinking about life. In fact, in the next issue, I wrote in my editor's notes about the new term I've been using called the longevity revolution. You know, we've never lived this long in the history of the world.
Right.
You know, and in the Roman era, they lived to be 22. I mean, isn't that amazing?
It is amazing. I think our medicine has come so far and so long to bring us longevity. But then you come up with problems that we didn't know we had before.
Yeah, isn't it amazing? So, you know, I've been involved with aging for 16 years. And when we took over the magazine, 9 years now. And it's amazing. There's still diseases that they can't cure. And breast cancer is one of them, right?
I think when you talk about longevity, right, you want to talk about living the longest life possible by staying healthy and
best
being
quality
healthy.
Of life.
Right, exactly. It's all about the quality. And so I think that, you know, organizations like Komen especially, we want to make sure that you guys are getting that.
Yeah.
And not you. I'm not dating you over here, Percy, but.
Oh, no. People all know I'm 59. Don't worry about that. No, and I'm okay with that. Because in my mind, I'm still think I'm 30 playing softball against some of the best players in the state of Hawaii. And I still play against the best players in the country at 59.
Wow.
I just came back from the Southwest Regional Tournament for 55 and over.
How wonderful.
In the country in Vegas. And then there's a big one in October I go to where it's like 700 teams.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
And you know, Hawaii is pretty tough. We don't have the big... In fact, this last tournament, we had one of the smallest teams. But we hang tough pretty good. We got a good local boys team, and we're pretty tough. But anyway, really quick, Mina Colon, give us a little bit of your background because I just met you today.
Sure. Well, according to my memory, which is supposed to be great at 25, but, you know, it's aging. I've been volunteering with Komen for going on 5 years now. I have a family history of breast cancer. My mom had breast cancer. She was diagnosed in her 30s, and so
That's
did my
young.
Grandmother. Yeah. So.
And your grandmother?
My grandmother, not diagnosed in her 30s, but also had breast cancer. When she was diagnosed, right, that was quite a long time ago. And so her treatments were a lot different than what we have available now. But she is a survivor. She is in her 70s now and living life. She just came here and visited for about 3 months in my home. So
wow,
that was nice having her. And mom is also a survivor. She elected to get a double mastectomy and had great results with that. Personally, I call it affected by breast cancer because I never had it. But because my mom got diagnosed so early, I opted to get tested for the genetic mutation. And so I got tested for that, and the results came back and it was positive, right? Not what we wanted, but something that we can deal with the technology, right? And kind of this day and age that we're in. And I opted to get a prophylactic double mastectomy. So that's removal of my breast tissue, and then reconstruction. And that was something that was a personal decision. Of course, everyone has their decisions. But I think that it was something that I knew I wanted to do because I saw my mom and my grandmother go through it. And it was just more of a peace of mind for me. Wow. And so throughout that whole process, right, I've needed support, of course, and being a part of something like this organization has really given me the support I needed, but also the community that I can be a part of as well. And so that's kind of my history and leading up. And so this is near and dear to my heart, as is anything having to do with breast cancer. But I think it just goes to show that we're really here because of our past experiences, and we really want to make a difference.
Well, you're amazing for 25 years old, Kat, to finally, not only amazing, but brave.
Yes, she is amazing.
I mean, your story is just unbelievable. I mean, I hear stories all the time, but it's a great story, and it is ratcheting down to younger people. Yeah. And I thank you for coming
out.
Thank you. Now, and Kat, give us your background.
Well, my background is I have been with Susan G. Komen Hawaii for 5 years now in a volunteer position working with Race for the Cure, doing the Director of Race Operations, and 2 years chairing the Race for the Cure.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been pretty incredible. But I started, actually, my first experience was 6 years ago when I participated in the race with a friend who also a young woman in her 40s going through breast cancer treatment. And we all came out with her in active treatment to the race. All of the moms coming over, the Polly from Kailua at 5 a.m. to be part of this big pink adventure at Kapiolani Park. And it was a really emotional day for all of us, and an experience that we had never had, being part of this huge community. You know, coming in your 40s, it's kind of on the younger end.
Sure.
And you haven't been exposed so much to the other women in the community who have been affected by breast cancer personally. And when we were finishing our day, our friend who was in active treatment had stopped us all and said she just wanted to thank us for being there because this was the best day of her life. And for someone to have gone through treatment and to be in treatment with a young family, but to turn that around and say it's the best day of your life is a really special moment. And when they asked me to be on the committee the following year, I couldn't say no. I wanted to be a part of that, to be able to give other women that experience and to share that with them. So this will be my 5th year with the race. And again, I am the race chairwoman for the Race for the Cure.
Well, good for you. And not to open up a can of worms or anything, but the Susan G. Komen and your breast cancer group there will be on our cover of the magazine in August, September.
Yes, we are so excited to be able to be a part of your magazine and to share more about the Race for the Cure and the history of our race and its life here in the community. With
yeah, absolutely. Well, we're honored because we're always looking for different a variety of different topics and stories, and you know, with my own family history as well. But it's just something that that's one of the great funds of my job when we took over the magazine in 2010 to really be able to bring out stories and events and be part of the community. We always encourage all of our business partners in the magazine who advertise to look at the community and be part of that community, the community that we live in and our family lives in. So it's really important. So I thank you guys as well. And thanks to your director, Amanda Stevens.
Absolutely.
Who actually just read the story about the Gopher Broke movie. I guess she knew Stacy Hayashi, the director.
Yes.
And she told me the other day, well, if they can be on the cover, we can be on the cover. And she, and she did. She picked up the phone, talked to Sherry Goya, my sister, and she said, you better email Percy. And she did. And I saw it like, wow, I was thinking of something. But I just found out my sister and my mother, and I never knew about the history that it's hereditary.
Yeah.
You know, Mina. And so this was a no-brainer for us, and we loved the stories. And I appreciate you coming out. And we always want to have local stories. We get a lot of stuff in the mail and sent to us about cancer and arthritis and Alzheimer's and all this kind of thing, caregiving. But we always want to do stories locally. You know, so I thank you very much. So give us, one of you, give us a background on not only the race, but really what else are you supposed to be doing in Hawaii?
Well, the race is our major fundraiser. So we have that going on every October, and it will be October 13th this year. But beyond that, we also have our Pink Tie Ball, which is another fundraiser, a totally different feel. It's a gala event at the Royal Hawaiian.
Ooh, my favorite hotel.
Oh, it's absolutely beautiful. Yeah. And it's pink. So it fits right into our world. Yes.
Are they going to light up the pink? Are they going to light up the hotel in pink lights or something?
Absolutely, yes. And we even have our logo.
Joking, but they are.
No, they
yes.
do.
Oh. Yeah, we so do. We love pink.
I got married there. My wife works for Sheraton Hotels, and it's just one of the iconic hotels, if not the iconic.
It is. Most iconic yes. hotel
you can't miss
state.
It. Yeah,
and I'm colorblind, so I can't. I do like. I know it's just different color than the other
hotels.
That
one to the left. Yeah. That's yeah. the one.
It will be even pinker than it is with our uplights, and we will have our logo on the side of the building, and it's really a spectacular evening. But those are our fundraising efforts. But how we reach the community and what we give back is, I think, what really makes Komen Hawaii special. Our money stays here, and the money from the race, the money from the ball, we serve our community. 70% of funds serve here. They never leave Hawaii, and they're granted to different organizations such as Castle Medical Center, Kalihi Palama Health Center, Kukua Kalihi Valley Comprehensive Family Services. We are on every island. I can keep going of how we've touched the other islands, because we do cover the whole state of Hawaii. And it's for those organizations who are making a difference in the lives of the community members here that are living with breast cancer, or who have lived with breast cancer, or the co-survivors that have their own struggle as they're going through the breast cancer process within their family. And the other 25% goes to national research. And
sure.
It does come back to us, though. And that's the amazing thing about the Susan G. Komen Foundation, is it invests so much money into breast cancer research. It's the second largest in the nation, only second to the government. So we're the largest private organization that gives money to breast cancer research. And there's no treatment that's currently in use that hasn't benefited from Komen Hawaii, Komen Foundation money. And Susan G. Komen Hawaii, we are very proud to say, has given $1 million to that fund. And that's all from our fundraising efforts here in the islands.
And in the islands, what's the numbers that people that maybe, let's back up. When should you start checking? I mean, you were, you know, a little bit different because you had history. And you checked it, what, at 20?
How old? Yeah, so I mean, because I did have the family history, checking is going to go a little bit different, right? Or making sure that we're aware of our next steps is going to be a little bit different. For me, I knew from a young age that I would have to get the genetic testing. And now have to is relative, right? Because it is my decision, and I didn't have to if I didn't want to. But in my head, it was always, I have to get tested. And it was just because I just wanted to know. Curiosity kills the cat, right? I just wanted to know. And every day I would wake up, and if I felt something different, or if something was maybe off, I would just feel that, oh, maybe it is breast cancer. And so that's kind of the thoughts that were going through.
What age were you?
Sure, I was 20. I was 20 when I got the test.
No, when did you start thinking about this?
Oh, when my mom was diagnosed.
And you were like in the teens or something?
Yeah, I was in high school. I think I was either in my freshman or my sophomore year of high school. And I got the news, and it was just kind of, actually my mom got diagnosed on my birthday. So happy day for me, you know, happy day for her as well, because she's a survivor. But you know, it's always a little bit morbid, but so I found out when I was young.
Wow.
So at 20, my parents wanted me to finish college before I got tested, because it's a lot to deal with emotionally.
And you
physically.
Get tested here?
I actually got tested in Rhode Island. So my mom, I'm originally from Rhode Island. I've been here for 5 years now.
Look, local girl.
Yeah, I know.
Half Cologne.
Half Filipino, half Puerto Rican. So well, there you
Cologne
go. Makes
the
me fit
Cologne
in
family.
Quickly.
Right?
Yeah, right. Everyone mistakes me for local. Usually until I open my mouth. And then they're like, where are you from? Not here. But yeah, so I got tested in Rhode Island, which was kind of a blessing because my mom had all her testing and everything done there as well. So everyone that I went to also knew my mom. So it was kind of a great support to have that. But aside from my kind of path, right, what we say is that from the age of 40, everyone should be getting, every woman and males too, not that they're the same recommendation, but breast cancer does affect males too, right?
That's why my doctor, when I started taking 40 years old, I started doing an annual physical. I always do a chest x-ray. Is that why?
I'm not sure if it does a chest x-ray.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I'm not a physician. We'll have to phone in to someone for that.
I was wondering why I needed a chest x-ray.
But it's still, you should still be cognizant of any changes that are going on with you, especially your chest area. But for women, the recommendation is every year they should get a mammogram from the time they turn 40.
Unless they have family history.
Unless you have family history, and you should be a lot more diligent beforehand.
Now, does it make it... That's one thing, you know, part of the research, and I think part of the public awareness, especially for people listening to this show, is that it is hereditary, and it can be hereditary.
Yes.
Not always, but I'm sure it can.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so the hereditary component is definitely there, but as far as being diagnosed with breast cancer, we want to make sure that everyone knows that if you're a woman, you're already at a higher risk than men, right?
Sure.
First and foremost. But then after that, just being cognizant of what does your hereditary experience look like. And then also just knowing that after 40 is always important for anyone, right? No matter what your risk is. That's what we want to make sure of. And the other thing that we also want to make sure that people are doing is knowing your normal. And that's kind of our umbrella term as a foundation, to just be aware of any changes that are going on in your body, right? When we first kind of found out about breast cancer on a population scale, right, for just regular public, we always talked about it presenting as lumps, right? But as we have poured money into the research and as we have been, you know, just progressing as a society, we've realized that it's not just lumps that are indicative of breast cancer, right? And so what we want to do is make sure that people know they're normal. So it's, yes, if there is a lump there, of course, that's something different, right? But also if there's tenderness, if there's change in shape, it could also just be red. The other thing, if it's a little bit warmer, that's something that is indicative of potentially being something, right? And so we just want to make sure that everyone is knowing they're normal. Look in the mirror, touch around, a bunch of other different things, but making sure that you're getting checked also afterwards. It's not just knowing you're normal and then saying, oh, something looks different, right? It's knowing my normal, something is off, and then going to get checked afterwards.
Wow. So our listeners, if you're listening, well, obviously if you hear my voice, you're listening, but it's really important for a lot of the parents out there that, I don't know, did your mom tell you that could be hereditary when she got diagnosed because her mother had it?
Yeah, it was always a candid conversation. We kind of have been affected my whole life, right? I mean, it's never been so foreign. So I was fortunate enough to be able to have people around me who have gone through it, because then it's not so scary. As a foundation, I think that we want to make sure that everyone is aware of it, right? And that everyone has that support. And so if we can make the circle a little bit smaller and say that, yes, we're a greater community, but we want to be here for you when it happens or if it happens to you, or even if you're just going through any of the experiences, I think that that's important for people to note also. Mm. So it may be foreign to you because it hasn't been in your family, but it shouldn't be so foreign that you aren't sure if there's support, because we're here. And like Kat said, and I want to harp on it also, is that we're lucky enough to have 75% of our funds stay in this community. And so those 75% that we give out to the community as grants, I think we've done over $200,000 in those facilities or organizations that Kat spoke about. We want to make sure that you know that we're here no matter what happens, whether you feel that the community is so far away from you. We just want this idea of introducing it to you, and so it's not going to be foreign.
So Mina Colon and Kat Young, they're both from the Susan G. Komen Society, or can I say Society? Or
Foundation.
Foundation, yeah. They're located up on Harding Avenue. But what are some of the numbers? You said, I know it's pretty similar to the mainland United States. The number is about 1 in 8 or so.
It's 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in her lifetime. And here in Hawaii, we're going to have a little over 1,000 women per year.
Every year.
Every year diagnosed with invasive breast cancer. And it's our mix here and how we are and who, where we all come from is part of what the hereditary background is important to know as well, besides just your genetic from mom and grandma, because our Hawaiian women are at a higher risk than other women because of their genetic makeup. African-American women and Hawaiian women and Asian women. And we have a very interesting mix of all that here in our beautiful community. Yeah. And so people need to be aware that even if it isn't in your family, your body might possibly be more prone to, because of your background, hereditary speaking, to developing breast cancer. And sadly, we even learned that the Asian population is, the numbers are rising, and we're not sure why, and it probably has to do with diet. As people might be, as people might be leaving their traditional diet, which have been keeping healthy, long lives and opting for more processed food, it's affecting our health. And we're trying to pinpoint these issues and change them. And actually, this is National Women's Health Week. And the things that we want people to do, we want them to exercise and we want them to eat healthy. And that's going to make a big difference in everybody's life.
Well, that goes to say for Alzheimer's and everything else, and right. arthritis. You know,
absolutely.
I've really been, you know, with my position, I get stuff sent to me a lot. I've really noticed diet really is such a huge thing. Even though I may not look like it, I don't take any, I don't take any medication. My doctor says, my numbers are great. I have 120 over 80, my heart rate, which is the most important thing to me. And then I do all the blood tests, cholesterol, everything. Last year, in 2018, it was borderline, so he put me on some medication. So I went to the pharmacist, picked up the 2 bottles, one for high blood pressure and one for cholesterol. And I got it and put it on my counter and said, I'll just leave it there. I never took it the whole year. Only did it once. They want me to reorder. I said, no, that's okay. And I spent some time learning what I needed to do with diet. And actually, if you come out eat with me, you won't, I almost never put anything on my food. I don't put shoyu, ketchup, salt, pepper. Once in a while, I'll show you if the poke is not tasty enough. But I don't put anything on. I don't steak sauce, nothing. I don't put no salt, pepper, nothing. And it's kind of weird because people don't you want any ketchup or shoyu or salt, pepper on your eggs or anything? Nope. Plain.
Well, we live in this gorgeous location that has food that's just coming, it's just coming out of the ground healthy and happy, and that's where we need to eat. We need to go out to the farmer's market, walk around, eat local, close to the source, get rid of all the processed stuff that you can get rid of in your life, and that's going to add so much happiness and joy and years to your life.
Oh, and we have some great farmer's markets here.
Yeah,
I mean, every weekend is someplace is one, and now they add music, and you can sit down, and I find a nice cup of coffee, and it's fine. Yeah, the food here, I mean, the fruit here, my friend Eddie just gave me some papayas, and they were kind of small, and I'm colorblind, remember? I didn't know whether they're ripe or not. And I said, Eddie, oh, those are nice mangoes. And he goes, personally, not mangoes, they're papayas. I said, oh. And when I went closer out, it was, yeah, it was papayas. And they're really small, but we served it just after, like, waiting 2 days, and I was shocked how good that small papaya was. I mean, we have great fruit. And so, yes. So, yeah, if we can get people to understand diet's really important, something that we should all look forward to.
I also think, and this might be my public health background, that's my bread and butter is public health. And so this makes me so excited, right? People talking about exercise and eating healthy. But I also do know that the rates that Kat was talking about, you know, about Native Hawaiians and African Americans, what we're finding is that they're also have higher rates of mortality.
Yes.
So aside from being diagnosed with breast cancer, those two populations in particular have a higher rate of mortality. And so what we want to make sure of is that people are recognizing that there may be a barrier in access, specifically in access to screening, right? So we always preach early detection, which is why knowing your normal is so important, right? As soon as a change happens, we want to make sure that you're doing something for that. And so early detection is very important. What we're seeing and the trend that's happening is that there's got to be some barrier for those two populations in particular, because why are their mortality rates higher? Unfortunately, what happens is that it's usually barrier to access to screening. So it's not that they don't want to do something about it. It's maybe they're not sure where to get screened, or maybe they're lower income, and so they can't afford the screen. And so we really try to make sure that that access is available to everyone. And so we're trying to break down those barriers so that people, once they do figure out if something is happening, right, or if they're even going just for their yearly mammogram, it doesn't have to be when something is wrong, right? It can also be that they don't have access to their yearly mammogram. We want to make sure that people are getting detection early. And so to harp on those two populations, yeah.
So, ladies, it's been half the show already. It's amazing. Wow. We just talked really fast. I mean, a lot of great information, and we need to take a short break. Obviously, this is a free show, and we have to take care of our partners in a magazine. And so we're going to take a short break, come back. We're going to learn more about breast cancer and some of the events coming up this year with Kat and Mina from the Susan G. Komen Foundation. So stick around. We'll be right back.
When you feel like Vegas, there's just one place to stay.
Let's party at the Cow.
Grab a drink at the Holo Holo Bar. There's just one place to play.
Let's party at the Cow.
We got a fresh hot look, a new sports book. We got those local meals, just like Auntie Cook's. Aloha spoken here.
Let's party at the Cow.
Check out the Cow's new renovated look and see why the Cow is Hawaii's favorite place in Vegas to stay and play.
Have you been looking for a safe anti-inflammatory for your health and longevity? Introducing Xanthosin, a doctor-recommended astaxanthin supplement that supports your joints, heart, liver, and longevity. Xanthosin is safe, pure, and specially formulated for superior absorption. Xanthosin complies with all FDA regulations for manufacturing and labeling. Xanthosin, the safe anti-inflammatory for health and longevity. Available at a GNC store near you.
If you're new to Medicare, we can help you work your way through all the questions, the details, and the headaches. Generations TV has gathered experts in the field to help you find the answers. This is Navigating Medicare.
A very important period is coming up, what we call AEP, Annual Election Period, from October 15 to December 7.
The annual election period is when you can change from one plan to another. The plans change. The benefits, coverage, and premiums may be different. So know what you should have. What are your current health needs, your budget, and priorities? You need to make sure the medications you are currently taking are covered and that your doctor is in the network you're looking at.
Like we mentioned before, all plans are different. There's no one plan that's good for everybody. Everybody got different wants and needs. Call us and we can help you.
Helping you work your way through the confusion. Navigating Medicare. Brought to you today by Financial Benefits Insurance, serving the entire state of Hawaii from the corner of Pi'ikoi and Kapi'olani in Honolulu.
Did you know residential care homes offer a family-oriented atmosphere? At Caregivers Heart Hawaii, our kupuna become part of the family. The smaller environment allows for more personal attention. For example, there's no waiting to go to the bathroom compared to other long-term care options. The patient-to-caregiver ratio is smaller and help is faster. Over time, residential care homes are less expensive compared to other long-term care options. Our caregivers are experienced and enjoy what they do, and all homes are ADA approved. Don't feel stressed and overwhelmed or try to do this alone. Aloha, I am Ku'unani Demonte with Caregivers Heart Hawaii. Let us help you with all your care home placement needs. Caregivers Heart Hawaii has knowledge and experience. For a free consultation and to learn more about us, go to caregivershearthawaii.com, where treating kupuna like family is our business.
Got Vegas on your mind? Get Vacations Hawaii on the line. Vacations Hawaii offers weekly 4 and 5 night Honolulu to Vegas packages, which include 3 meals daily from $6.99. Stay at Hawaii's favorite casinos, California, Fremont, Main Street Station, and Orleans Hotel. Vacations Hawaii will get you there in comfort on deluxe wide-body 767 planes with complimentary in-flight hot meal service. Vacations Hawaii's frequent flyer program gives you future travel discounts and credits. So if you're ready to win big, call Vacations Hawaii at 591-4777 or visit pointvacationshawaii.com.
Hi, I'm Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group. Let us be your Medicare resource throughout the year. We have agents throughout the islands to be of assistance to you. So if you have Medicare questions, we have the answers. Call us at 808-591-4877. Again, 808-591-4877. Thank you. We look forward to hearing from you.
Today, more than ever, we local people are living longer than any other state in the union, with more seniors, baby boomers, and caregivers. Generations Radio promotes the importance to be proactive as we all age. The radio team will focus on issues facing our seniors and their families, finding resources to navigate healthy aging along with financial, legal, and caregiving information. So join Percy E. Hauer from 5 until 6 each Saturday, right here on AM 690, The Answer. Focusing on the issues facing our seniors and their families today. Here's our Generations Radio host, Percy Ihara.
And welcome back to Generations Radio. Thanks for tuning in. As you know, the April-May issue is out with Harry B. Soria on the cover. Great guy. He has the largest record collection of old Hawaiian music. It's amazing. If you look at the magazine, the cover story was... And it features him in his house and obviously with his wife, Kilohana. And in June, there will also be a big gala celebration for them as well. We're here with the Susan G. Komen Foundation with Kat Young, the race director. And you guys have seen it at Kapolani Park. It's on October 13th. And then we're here with Mina Cologne, who looks local, but actually from Rhode Island. But she went all the way across the country.
You're not supposed to tell my secrets. I'm supposed to blend in here.
You know, that's okay. I golfed with a girl day before yesterday. She looks local, but she's from Fresno area.
California.
And I said, how long have you been here, Jessica? She goes, oh, only 7 months. So you've been here a long time, 5 years. You're local already.
Yeah. Half a decade. That's how we have to say it.
How's it, brother, right? You know, as long as you know the lingo and you know what poke is,
yeah.
You know, and you know what lomi lomi is.
I can eat that with the best
la la.
Yeah.
See, you're local already. if you listen to me on my radio show, I don't talk much pidgin, even though I can bust it if I want to.
Yeah.
But I left Hawaii when I was 8. Came back when I was 16. So when I came back, I goes, oh, where are you from? You're not from Hawaii. You look local, but you're not local. I said, hey, I'm local. Bro, I went to Palisades. But my dad was in the military, so I moved away and I came back. Mm-hmm. So, I can talk to pigeon, but in my profession, I have to speak a little bit more.
Yeah, you can turn it on and off.
Yeah, that's the main thing, huh? Anyway, the race is October 13th, but you have another big event coming up.
We do, yes. We have our Pink Tie Ball. It's at the Royal Hawaiian Resort, and it is a dress-up gala, put on your best, and have cocktails and wonderful food by executive chef Colin Hazama. And the really exciting thing for this year is we have a theme, Mood Marrakesh.
So, yeah, I saw that.
Yes. So we are going to take you to Morocco for our Pink Tie Ball. And it's we got the privilege to do a tasting the other day. And the menu that the chef has come up with is absolutely spectacular. You will enjoy every bite of your meal. It was just glorious. And I encourage anyone to come out, even just for the food. It's worth it. But, of course, it's benefiting Susan G. Komen Hawaii.
So do I wear a pink tie or do I have to wear like a Moroccan outfit?
Anything you want.
Yeah, whatever you feel. Maybe both? Why do you have to choose? You know,
I'm colorblind. So
I keep forgetting.
I might come in like, oh, how's my pink tie? He goes, Percy, you're going to say, Percy, that tie is not pink.
It's not pink.
It's maybe gray.
We won't kick you out for it. Don't worry.
Okay. Well, I love the hotel. As you know, I got married there. In fact, when I got married, the chef said, don't worry about the menu. I said, I need to know what the menu is going to be. He goes, don't worry. My wife said, it works at Sheraton Hotel. He goes, don't worry. The chef said anything, it'll go. And man, the food is fantastic. And that room is just beautiful, huh?
Oh, it's stunning. It was actually originally called the Moroccan Room. And if you look up, you'll see that.
Really?
Yes, it was. The lanterns are, they look like they've come straight from Marrakesh. And it's just, it's a stunning room and an absolutely gorgeous location. So we start at 5:30 with cocktails and a silent auction for people to peruse and do some shopping. And we have great items on there, like a trip to Vegas. We have hotel stays around the island. Lots of different donations are coming in. We thank all of our amazing donors for that. Their offerings for our auction. And then we'll go into the room and we're going to honor Dr. Laura Peterson, who is a breast surgeon in serving our community with breast cancer, and celebrate all of the people in our community and raise some money for this amazing cause.
Yeah, I mean, what a great hotel. I didn't know it was called the Moroccan Room, really.
Originally the Moroccan Room. And yeah, if you look up.
Text my wife, said, did you know that?
You will see those chandeliers and you'll say, of course it is.
Never thought about that.
Yes.
I've been to the what's that little beautiful home down by Black Point by that eccentric lady. What is it called? Annette? And Leah's trying to mouth it to me.
I don't know.
Me either.
That hotel, lost. I mean, that house is like Indian. Is it Indian?
Oh, Shangri-La?
Shangri-La.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I've been in there.
That is
Doris
right up the
Duke.
Street from
Doris
me,
Duke.
I have not been there.
Oh,
I need to go.
I think Academy of Arts runs those tours. It's
absolutely
amazing.
It's stunning.
Nothing like you ever see in Hawaii.
No, absolutely
and
stunning.
Bring all that stuff to Hawaii is amazing.
Yeah.
And then again, she was one of the richest women in the world.
Well, we are going to do our best to bring that experience to our pink tie ball. We will have Willow will be belly dancing during the cocktail hour.
The famous Willow lady?
Willow, yes. Mm-hmm. The lovely and talented. She will be there. Again, I said the food will be inspired by Morocco. We're hoping that they'll have some fire dancing. And it's going to be an amazing night.
Okay, I guess I gotta be there.
Absolutely, yes, please join us.
Maybe I invite my mother and my sister.
Well, we still have tables available. People can go up to www.comanhawaii.org, and they can see the different table values. But we also have single tickets available that are at a different price point. So if you're not, you know, of the group that might purchase a large table for your company, you're more than welcome to come as an individual or a couple and enjoy the evening with us.
So tell me about, I saw when we met the other day talking about the cover story that's coming out in August. You talked about the fund that helps to pay for screenings or helps to pay for support.
Absolutely.
What was that?
A lot, as Mina was saying earlier, early detection is the key. You know, these days, a woman isn't going to die from stage one breast cancer. It's going to be caught and it's going to be treated. But when you don't get screened early enough and we catch it later, it's a little harder to fight this disease. It's a tough one. And so our focus really is reaching to every community to make sure they have access to their screening and that no one's embarrassed to go and be screened. I think it's hard for a lot of different communities and a lot of different generations to necessarily talk about their breasts. It might make them feel uncomfortable. It might make them feel embarrassed and something they can't say to somebody. But this will save your life. Going to get screened will save your life. And that's what our money really focuses on here in Hawaii, is getting access to the screening. But one of the really amazing things, and this is new for us this year, we usually do large grants to large organizations that are doing the work in these communities. And that's priceless. And we appreciate them. But this year we're doing the treatment assistance program, and it's taking our money and it's bringing it right to the patient. So there are things that, you know, insurance just doesn't cover. And there's more things that I bet anyone would ever think about before they're actually facing this disease. And it might be like, who's going to take care of your grandchild because you have to go mm-hmm. for treatment, and you're usually, you know, you're tutu and you usually take care of your grandchild, but now you can't. So people can use this money, they can apply for it, and we're going to help cover the cost. It's $300, and you just need to call a helpline, which is 1-877-GO-COMAN. And that will connect you with an office that will talk to you about your experience and what you're going through and help get you approved if you qualify to pay for things like childcare, like oral medication for nausea. Like if you're nauseous, sometimes insurance doesn't cover that. And the treatment makes you nauseous. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, how can this not be covered? But it doesn't. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to help pay for it.
Now, that when you dial that phone number, is it somebody local?
It is not. It does connect you to a mainland office, but the money that they're getting is local. So because we're only a staff of four, we're very small. So we use the resources of the Greater Susan G. Komen Foundation, which is based on the mainland, and they will talk them through everything that, you know, that they're going through and how we can help. But when the money's allocated, it's the money that we've earned. It's the money from your neighbors and from your community members that have come out for these events and is now going to help you with these costs that you probably never thought about and we don't want you to have to think about.
Yeah, it's important. Any success stories you can talk about?
This is a new program that we've just started, but we have gotten our first few calls, and we're really excited to be able to serve people in this way. And we just want to share it with as many people as we can, because I think, like I said, you don't know what these expenses are going to pop up, and we don't want you to have any additional stress with that. So we're just happy to know that we can offer it now, and we're really taking this care directly to the patient.
And I think like Kat was kind of alluding to as well, we have a lot of new things going on. And so in addition to the treatment assistance program, and I think something that wasn't accessed kind of on like a more macro level, though, it wasn't like just one person. We actually recently came up with, and it's been in the works for a really long time, but kind of finally coming to fruition, is what we call the Community Breast Health Education Project. So I know that we talked about earlier a little bit about the kind of barriers to access that people may have. But something that also we've recognized is that it may be a cultural barrier as well.
Or
a language barrier as well, right? Those are things that are, you know, kind of upstream, what we call upstream determinants. But really, we want to make sure that we're addressing those things as well. And so what we've done with some of our funding is we've been able to translate our national materials into more local materials. So I think we have like Tagalog, which is Filipino, Samoan, Tongan. And so these are, you know, resources that people wouldn't have had in their language beforehand. It was just primarily English and you kind of made it out for what you could. So we're really excited about that. But then in addition to those resources being translated, we are also holding these small educational trainings. And so through the CBHE or the Community Breast Health Education Project, we're able to give these trainings to smaller groups. And the idea is that we're giving these trainings from an organizational standpoint to these smaller groups who are then going to be champions and spread the message to their communities. Mm-hmm. And so really we're doing it kind of on a piecemeal basis, but making sure that no matter what, right, even though it's one person standing in front of a small group, those people in the small group are then going to go out. So we had our first one, was it last month? Or
I think it was 2 months ago now.
The year is flying by already. I know, it's so fast. So we had our first one about 2 months ago, and we really just want to address the need for the fact that it exists, the need exists, and we really want to address it. And so I think that was a success. We did it through. I taught the thing. So if you're listening, I apologize for my 4-hour lecture that I did. No, it wasn't that long, and we had a break and we had a nice lunch. So I'm exaggerating. But I think it went well. We had people who worked at some of our grantee affiliations that Kat mentioned early on. We also had people who were already in the field who wanted to know more. We had a couple of x-ray techs. We had a couple of just health professionals that were in the audience. But really, the knowledge never stops, right? So being able to spread the knowledge to their small community really will make kind of a rippling impact later on.
Is all this information on your website, the ColemanHawaii.org?
Absolutely. All of it's on ColemanHawaii.org, or they can always call the office. We have people there on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and we are all happy to help you with anything we can or direct you to where you might be able to get help. And that number is 754-6659. And we, if we don't have the answer, we can help you get it.
Well, I'm at your website right now, and yeah, you got a lot of information here. And I know, you know, did you know that 40% of all searches are off your phone now?
Really? Yes.
I could believe that.
Yes.
I can believe
that. Absolutely. Amazing.
And you know who goes on Facebook the most? Baby boomers 50 and over.
I would believe that too.
I can't get my grandparents to get off of Facebook. It's like they're in bed and I think they're sleeping, and then I look and I peer in and they're both rolled over back to each other, not facing each other, rolled over on their phone.
On their Facebook page.
They have to turn away the other way because the light of the phone, it would wake up the other person.
Oh, is that why?
I know. My wife does it to me. That's why. Like, what's that bright light? I'm trying to sleep here. But no, it's, you know what, it's entertainment.
Yeah.
And it's humor.
And it's connection. I feel like people are looking for connections with other people. And sometimes you look on Facebook for that.
Yeah.
No, actually very, very true.
We have a Facebook, don't we?
Absolutely. Coleman Hawaii has a Facebook, and we post all of our updates on there. It's a great place to go for resources to learn about all of our events, about new treatments that are available, education, advocacy. We put it all out there.
Oh, we also put discounts on there also.
So
we have a race special.
Right now, we are running our race special because we just launched Mother's Day weekend. We celebrate our moms by opening up for the race so that we can help all those brave men and women who are out there fighting the battle against breast cancer. So we honor them on Mother's Day. And right now, it is actually $10 off registration. So it's going to be $20 to register online, or you can call our office if you'd like to do that. And that will go up on June 1st. So we encourage everyone to register by the end of May.
Really?
Absolutely. Uh-huh. Get them their discount. And then we always appreciate if they'd consider donating that discount back to us and helping us raise funds, because the money gets us closer to the cure. The event is a community celebration, and it is about people coming together, especially our survivors and our co-survivors, being part of this ohana and not feeling so alone in the world. But the money gets us closer to the cure. And I spend a lot of time sometimes talking about the fundraising, and I feel a little bad about that because it is a celebration. We want the disease to be done with. Yeah. And the funds are going to get us there.
A lot of cancers, they found cures already, but breast cancer, no.
There is no cure for breast cancer. You can survive it. You can live through it with early detection. Right. A lot of women are living with it. We have a lot of women who are forever fighters. That this, they're in stage 4. It's moved to another part of their body, and there is no cure for that. But we do have treatments to help elongate their lives and give them better quality of life during that period. But there is no cure for breast cancer.
Yeah, I was reading information about Susan G. Komen herself, who had breast cancer and had to fight it off for a while, but she eventually passed on. But and it was her sister that helped really push that fight.
Absolutely, her sister. When they lost her sister to the fight against breast cancer, she said, "Not until there's a cure, there will be Susan G. Komen in Susan G. Komen Hawaii. There will always be until we find a cure for breast cancer, and we're still working really hard to do that." I have to say, a friend of mine just had her 50th chemo. She is living a forever fighter. Fighting the battle against breast cancer, and 50th chemo session, and we're fighting for her. We're fighting for all these people, her husband, her boys, so that we can give her a longer life.
Wow.
And help her grow. And she had a really wonderful celebration for her 50th chemo. She asked everyone to wear socks, wear fun socks, because during chemo, the nerves in your feet are affected. And sometimes they feel cold or sensitive, and these textures and socks help that and soothe that feeling. So she wears socks during her treatments. And so she asked everyone on her 50th chemo to please wear socks. And so in this Facebook group that we were all part of, everyone posted pictures of their fun and exciting socks to celebrate her.
You know, now you can get all kind of socks.
Oh, yeah.
All kind of animals. I just bought my wife. I was in Vegas with that tournament, softball tournament. I was walking around the mall, and I found a store just for socks.
Yeah.
A store just for socks.
You can get, like, your head on socks.
Yeah. Yeah. There's lots of crazy things you can do these.
Well, my wife likes pigs, so I had to get a pig sock.
Cute.
And I got one, something about coffee. And my wife likes coffee, and I got, what was the third one? I think it was about a dog. It was a picture of a dog. But, you know, I had about 50 dog pictures, and I had to find one that was closer to
your dog.
Of course you did.
And I'm colorblind, so, like, my dog, I think, is brown and gray? I don't know. Brown and white? I don't know.
You'll have to ask your wife if it actually resembles it or not.
It did. But, yeah, that you can go online. There's all kind of socks nowadays. But anyway, so I'm on your website. Like, the dinner's only $200?
That's for an individual ticket. Yep.
That's
you can
good.
Come out for mm-hmm. $200.
It's a $200 dinner at least.
Exactly. The meal that I was so excited to taste is worth $200 or more. And we will have wine and available to drink and enjoy. And this is a full sit down, fancy meal.
And then there's the entertainment as well. I think if you think about it as making a night out of it, right? You get there, there's entertainment out on the lawn that we have. That Kat was talking about, and then also just the dinner, and we do the silent auction, which is always fun. You're always bidding with the person probably next to you mm-hmm. for the same thing. But it's really a great night to kind of just get energized about it. And if you haven't been, it's elegant, and it's very not polar opposite of the race, but they're two separate things. But I also want to say, if you've never been to the race, I think what people don't really get if you haven't been to the race is the impact that it can have on you, not as a person who's been affected by breast cancer, but even just as a co-survivor, which is what we call it, of someone who, you know, someone you love has it, whether it be a friend, family, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then you're there, and there's thousands of people in the same place, you know, talking about the same thing, supporting the same thing. And it's a great feeling to be surrounded by like-minded people who believe the same thing that you do. And so I wish everyone could experience it, even if you don't have any sort of connection directly. But just being a part of that day.
To stay healthy, first of all.
Yeah. To stay healthy, because you can do a 5K walk, or you can do a 1 mile. Either way, or you can just come. You can just
5K
come.
5K walk.
5K. It's 3.1 miles. It's all flat.
Where's that at?
That's part of the race.
Part of Kapi'olani?
It's Kapi'olani Park, and it starts at the park behind the bandstand. And then we stay flat and come back around past the fountain to our finish line.
You go up around Diamond Head?
No, not up around. We stay below Diamond Head, so we do not have an elevation. So anyone can run it. It's a fun run. We don't have a chip. It's just all...
People dress in skirts. People dress in everything. Tutus.
Yes.
We have a couple of guys that come as Ghostbusters. Usually.
We always have our Ghostbusters. I think they're the Breastbusters.
Breastbusters. Yes. There you go. Yes. So it's very fun. And I mean, if you don't want to walk, you can just come. And a lot of times I'll tell my family to come with the kids. There's games for the kids there that they can participate in. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I think when you were talking, I remembered my first race. And we arrive at 3:30 in the morning to start.
It's dark.
It is still yesterday in most people's worlds. But we get there, and one of my duties was to relieve security. And so I'm tired, and we worked hard the day before. And the security officer comes up to me, and he's just got this sense of urgency with him. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, what's happened? Like, what happened overnight?
What went wrong?
I know. And he says, no, I just realized what I'm here for. Like, this is the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. This is breast cancer. I said, we're having our race today. He's like, no, my mom is battling breast cancer right now. You can't pay me. And
really?
So he donated his salary back to us. And that's how I started my day on race day. And I'm like, this is why we do it.
Absolutely. So, Mina Colon.
Yes.
And Kat Young, thank you so much.
It was a great learning experience.
So go to comenhawaii.org.
Absolutely.
Or your office number really quick, slowly, so people don't call me.
754-6659.
Or just Google them, Komen Hawaii. Us. And don't forget the June event at the Royal Hawaiian. I mean, tell you, that's a bargain for that price. But and I will look forward to hopefully I can make the race. Hopefully I'm in town. But yeah, definitely
please,
for sure.
Yes, join please us. Do.
I will.
You could even have a team of your listeners come out and support us and support
I think we
you.
Should. We're
I
both.
Think it would be great. Get everybody moving.
Thanks very much. Appreciate your time and your commitment to the community.
Thanks so much.
As always, everybody, aloha and live well.